AP News for Friday, March 13th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says U.S. forces have obliterated military targets on Iran's Karg Island, and in a social media post, he warns oil infrastructure there could be next. Karg Island is the primary terminal through which all of Iran's oil exports pass. Meantime, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was asked about Iranian attacks that effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz.
Something we're dealing with, we have been dealing with it, and don't need to worry about it.
About 2,500 U.S. Marines are being deployed to the Middle East, and Ed Donahue reports on the crash of a refueling plane.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Dan Kane says all six crew members were killed.
The incident occurred over friendly territory in western Iraq while the crew was on a combat mission, and again, was not the result, as CENTCOM has said, was not the result of hostile or friendly fire.
There was another plane involved. It landed safely. This is the fourth publicly acknowledged aircraft to crash in the war against Iran. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was asked about the crash.
American heroes. All of them. And as I have with all of them, as we have, we will greet those heroes at Dover, and their sacrifice will only recommit us to the resolve of this mission.
The crash brings the U.S. death toll in Operation Epic Fury to at least 13 service members, seven of whom were killed in combat. The KC-135 Stratotanker is used to refuel other planes in midair. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran says more than 1,300 people have been killed there in 2 weeks of war. Israel's reported 12 deaths while also battling Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry says nearly 800 people have been killed by Israeli strikes on the country, including more than 100 children. Oil prices settled above $103 a barrel Friday, and the U.S. is lifting sanctions on Russian oil for 30 days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that is not the right decision. This is AP News. A high school hockey game of note in Providence, Rhode Island this week. Gethin Kulbaugh has the story with play-by-play from the NFHS Network's Nick Coit.
Nearly a month after losing three family members in a Rhode Island ice rink shooting, Colin Dorgan scored a game-winning goal in double overtime that helped advance the Blackstone Valley Co-op out of the semifinals. Colin Dorgan was on the ice with his teammates when his mother and brother were killed in a targeted attack during a February 16th hockey game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His grandfather also later died. Police have identified the shooter as Robert Dorgan, who died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Since the shooting, Blackstone Valley players have hearts stitched on the front of their jerseys with the initials of all three who died. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.